Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. I'm delighted to be joined by Alexis Borland, VP of the Data Center Group and GM of our Connectivity Group. Welcome, Alexis.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, Alexis, this is your first time on the program, so I just want to start with an introduction of you. Can you tell me a little bit about what your scope of focus is at Intel and how that fits into our broader objectives for the data center?
Sure. So, I run the Data Center Connectivity Group here at Intel, where we are responsible for the connectivity products that comprise the Ethernet networking, our Omnipath high-performance fabrics, and our silicon photonics optical interconnects.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about the Connectivity Group's focus at Mobile World Congress and why silicon photonics in particular is becoming a focus for comm service providers?
So photonics has had a really important place in mobile networking for quite some time. Ever since the advent of 4G LTE, we were seeing an increase in data rates from the radio masthead through the front haul and, of course, through the backhaul networks. But what we are seeing is an incredible increase in the amount of data that's going to be transmitted through the massive array of Internet of Things, sensors, and connectivity in the future. So with 5G, we anticipate a much higher bandwidth requirement from the radio mastheads through the front haul network. So we've been focused on delivering 100 gigabit per second transceivers that'll support the 6 to 10x increase in data demand, providing 100 gigabit links direct through fiber optics from the remote radio unit through the front haul.
Now, we've talked about silicon photonics on this show before, but it's probably time for a refresher on how this is such an amazing technology that Intel's been working on for years and finally delivering to the market as of last year. Tell me a little bit about the progress with silicon photonics and how the technology for 100 gigabit transceiver fits in with the broader portfolio.
Absolutely. It actually fits in quite well because what we've been focused on is delivering 100 gigabit transceivers at scale for intra data center networking today. That's really connecting up all the switch-to-switch interconnects from top of rack through the leaf and the spine, interconnects that are in hyperscale data centers. As this technology continues to grow and hit mass scale, what we're driving is cost effectiveness, power effectiveness, and all utilizing Intel's internal manufacturing capability, reusing all of our manufacturing fabs and the existing tool sets to drive photonics to scale that's never been done before. So traditionally in the fiber optics community, the manufacturing backend is one of the challenges. And what we've been seeing as the bandwidths have increased over time is that optics are really gating entire market deployments. So our goal is to alleviate that constraint and to solve the manufacturing problems that have been persistent in the photonics and optics communities since inception.
Now, obviously, when you go inside a data center and you're talking about connecting to a switch or rack to rack, that's a much smaller distance than the 10 kilometer distances you were describing for 5G. Is there anything different in the types of technology that you need to deliver there or things that you need to consider in terms of those environments?
Yeah, absolutely. So we started our deployments in 2016 and really hit high volume manufacturing over 2017. Our first products were parallel PSM4 transceivers, and our second products that we released at the end of 2017 were the CWDM4. The fiber, the duplex 100 gig. So the CWDM4 transceivers are the ones that we'll be using in the radio front haul networks. Now, those environments are quite different. So within a data center, there's relaxed reliability requirements. There's also relaxed temperature requirements. And certainly, we have to harden these technologies in order to service the radio access networks. So what we're showing at Mobile World Congress is a extended temperature range 100 gigabit per second transceiver that's capable of operating from the harsh environment of negative 20 degrees to 85 degrees.
Wow, that's quite a range. What has the response been from the carriers that you've been talking to?
Oh, the response is overwhelmingly positive from both the network equipment providers and the carriers, because everybody sees the optics becoming a high cost element, an important reliability element, and an incredibly important bandwidth and throughput element in the entire end-to-end network. So we're seeing tremendously positive response because Intel's high volume manufacturing capability is something that everybody's been looking for. Silicon photonics platforms as a whole don't need to be hermetically sealed because that's inherent in the process. So we've been able to demonstrate this technology at the temperature ranges, at the data rates required in advance of the really big 5G trials that'll be coming up in the next year. So we're ready for the trial deployments and we'll be ready for production when 5G hits volume.
That's fantastic. Great testament to the work that you and your team are doing with silicon photonics. I would be remiss, however, in not asking you about your other products in your portfolio. You mentioned that the connectivity group is also responsible for our Ethernet products, for our Omnipath products. Can you tell me a little bit about how you view that entire portfolio together and how a data center provider or a communications network provider should look at these technologies as working in concert with one another?
Absolutely. One of the main focal points of pulling all these technologies into a single organization has been to drive end-to-end optimization. So really looking at the problems that we'll see in the future. The future fabrics and networks are becoming much more intelligent. They require much more programmability. Elements of serviceability and telemetry are really important. So having the capability to provide intelligent networking elements at the edge and through the fabric is really important to enabling our customers and end users the quality of service metrics that they're looking for, as well as the flexibility that they'll need to deploy, you know, to handle the massive amounts of data ingress that'll be happening in the future. Also to service the future of, you know, disaggregated resources across the data centers. So we see just a tremendous increase in the amount of bandwidth required and the amount of intelligence required in the network. And that's been the focal point of our product portfolio, from smart NICs to highly engineered and optimized fabrics servicing high-performance computing. And we're starting to see these trends and these things required for the advent of the new workloads driving artificial intelligence and machine learning workloads, all being able to access and utilize the end-to-end portfolio that we have.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. We'll have you back again soon.
Thank you very much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.